Alex, was it a case of, at least in the first half, trying to adjust at the mic without Joel?
I think just adjustments, period. You know, you're on the road versus a good defense, and, you know, they had a bye week, so you're a little bit you're ready. There are going to be some unscouted stuff going on. You know, and then a little bit of, I think, just stop hurting ourselves. You know, we couldn't get out of our own way there in the first half with the penalties and the mistakes offensively. You know, I think that really was it, a little bit of settling down and you know, playing disciplined football.
The last two passes to Albert Wilson.
Yeah.
Did you feel like you just didn't get enough on it?
No, I mean, it's the third down one's the one that, you know, for me, you know, it's a route that has a lot of adjustments on it, kind of on the fly there. And I thought Albert won and ran a really good route. When I let it go, I felt good about it, but you got to hit it. You got to hit it, especially that third down one, I thought. It was cleaner. You know, guys did a good job up front battling. I was able to step up and get a clean look at it. You got to hit that. Got to.
Have you seen a replay of that fumble?
I did. I have not.
It looked like Stevenson knocked it out. I mean, that's just bad luck.
But... Yeah, I mean, when you're running the ball in the trenches, I mean, it's probably not the first time that's ever happened. If it did, you know, I mean, it's just there's bodies in there. Guys are trying to make plays. Guys are trying to block. You know. You know, I really just, so many self-inflicted things. I felt like, self-inflicted in the first half for sure. The penalties just you can't even get going when you're just drunk going backwards. Especially against a team like that on the road. I mean, you're just making it impossible. And then there in the second half, I thought situationally, you got to make those plays situationally. You know, we got a 4th-and-1, we got a 3rd-and-1, you know, 2 minute, and we're going, and we just you got to execute there. You know, it's there's so many things that go into that. It's, you know, it's not necessarily always an effort deal. You know, you got to be smart. We got to be good. You got to execute there when it matters most. Those are crucial plays in the game.
As an offense, Alex, how do you guys go about evaluating like penalties, right? Like,
yeah.
Trying to avoid them. Like, how do you, after a given game, how do you guys go about trying to fix it?
I mean, it's different for everybody, I think, within your position. But I think within your position, are you doing things the right way? I mean, I think that's the question. Are we doing them the right way technique-wise? Whether you be an offensive lineman, a quarterback, a receiver, whatever the deal is, you know? Are we doing things the right way? Are we, you know, penalties are going to get called. If you're playing hard, there are going to be some, but certainly the amount we had there in the first half and in critical times, you got to fix.
And that's the thing, right? Like, if you're playing hard, what is actually the answer to kind of eliminating the untimeliness?
Yeah.
Do you even do it, or you just got
to No, I mean, the teams that win in those situations, the teams that execute in those situations, yeah, it's a matter of discipline as well. You got to be disciplined. You know, as a unit, you know, as an offense, it just takes one. I mean, it's one guy. All 11 guys got to be disciplined for plays to work. It's kind of the nature of the offensive football, you know.
Last two, Adam and then Terrell.
Alex, you got the 10 points there in the fourth quarter, so you had some momentum for those last two
drives. Yeah.
But you guys haven't had one of those drives, those touchdown drives that win a game.
Yeah. Yep.
Loss into a win since you've been here. Were you confident at that point without Jamal Charles, without Macklin in the game, that you guys could have got it done there?
I felt good. I mean, I felt like we were in a ton of rhythm there in the second half. I felt like we were moving the ball, seeing things well. We were executing, you know, yeah. So I was confident at that point. You know, you're feeling really good, obviously, once you hit the one to Kels and change field position pretty quick. And then all of a sudden, the clock wasn't really an issue. Like I said, you got to do it every play, you know.
So, I know throughout leading up to the season, you guys were pretty optimistic about what kind of
Yeah, absolutely.
So then, you know, the start, how do you continue to keep playing through this and like you know what I'm saying?
For sure. Expectations are funny. You know, I mean, I think, you know, you flipped 2 years ago and the expectation levels are so different everywhere within the locker room and outside. And then this year, rightfully so, they're different. Same thing, inside and out. you know, I think the bottom line is, and it stings again today, we're going to play next Sunday. There's going to be a game. We're going to be out there. We're going to put it on the line. It's going to be on national TV. I mean, you're going to be playing, you know, so as dark as it is, as bad, you know, if you want to sulk, I mean, there's no time for any of that. I mean, you got to go, you know, it keeps going, you know, the ball keeps moving, so.